Check, check, one, two.
Who's ready for a podcast?
Who isn't ready for a podcast?
Yeah, who isn't ready?
Scrubbing podcast. In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We are scrubbing in.
Birds are chirping. Sky's a blue.
Yeah, why are the birds chirping? And why are the skies so blue,
Tanya?
It's
just going to be such a beautiful week. You know, the temperatures are going to be in the 70s and 80s all week long.
That's what we want, is a weather report.
Tanya, are you practicing your weather report on
summer
the podcast?
Is here. Yeah, you know.
There's one reason that we're all happy this morning. We need to get into it with as much detail as you're comfortable with, because the Facebook group is literally vibrating.
You have set the Facebook group on fire.
On fire.
Crystal has started recording Kiss FM and posting every time you talk about Dr. W onto the group.
I saw that because I was like, I don't think that they can get, like, on our replay channel, I feel like with the morning show, it's gone after, if you miss it live, it's gone.
Yeah.
And so when they were posting audio, I was like, where do they get this from? And
so they're just like recording it on their phones.
I'm not sure how it works, to be honest.
I love the loyalty of our Facebook. Okay, first, I'm assuming most people, if you listen to the morning show, you kind of have heard the story, but I want you to explain about him listening.
Oh, yeah.
Because podcast listeners haven't heard this.
So
sorry.
Since our last podcast, we talked about Dr. Wussy and how we met and how he wasn't asking me out, blah, blah, blah. So said doctor listened to the podcast, unfortunately.
Let's see what he said about that. Can you read us what he said?
I can remember.
Oh, okay.
That's how good I am. So he listened, which is like in our podcast hashtag is hashtag hope he's not listening. And boy, did I get some humdingers this week, because not only was that one listening, but the other guy listened
as
well.
The guy from JoJo and Jordan's that they were trying to set her up with. He also listened to the podcast.
Wow.
So it was a double header last week for me. And so Dr. Wussy reached out and said, I would have preferred Dr. Gray.
Because that was one of the other possibilities.
That was one option.
We thought that was too much like Meredith.
Aside from Dr., we used the P word instead.
Wow.
Remember?
Uh-huh. Well, we said P word.
Yeah. Unless I was a gynecologist. And then he basically gave me his number and said, what are your plans this weekend so I don't get roasted again?
That is so fantastic.
So good.
I can't even, I wish that I had a GoPro on my face when I read that message, because I literally was dying. I couldn't believe it. I really, really couldn't believe it. So it took me a minute to collect my thoughts. Because I was like, wow. Never in a million years. How many guys have I talked about in my life on the radio?
I mean, we talk about them all the time.
Lots. DM Dan comes to mind. There's been a long
parade. DM Dan, Mr.
Crickets,
Mr. Whole Foods. I mean, so many. Not one. I mean, I never gotten a message like this. So I was really taken aback. So I just called him. And we had a really great conversation, easy conversation, and set a date. We went out last night. And it couldn't have been better.
I was so anxious to hear from you. And it, so she went at like 6, and at 9, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. Like, ma'am, are you home yet?
You were texting her during the date.
No,
yeah, she was.
Well, I texted her. I was like, are you still on your, because in my head, I'm like, what if she went to home? What if she went home? It wasn't good. She's like, went to sleep without saying anything.
Yeah, which I've done before.
That is a reasonable assumption to make.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't wait to hear. Are you still on your date? And then she texted me, I don't, like 10.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm just got home. I'm like, oh.
It's just so, the thing that is like crazy is that I haven't had a good first date in seriously the longest time. And so it was really nice.
What did you wear?
I wore jeans and a bodysuit and a little jacket over my shoulders.
Very
and some
cute.
Heels.
I'm sure. Did you put a lot of time and thought into that?
Not a lot.
Okay.
But some.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he picked you up.
He picked me up.
That's good, right? I mean,
she texted me and she was like, he said he's going to pick me up. I'm like, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
Is it amazing? Aren't we afraid of that these days? We want to meet somebody somewhere?
No, I felt good about
it. Yeah,
I like a guy like making the effort and picking a girl.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, he's a total stranger, and I do believe in stranger danger. But I got the sense that he wasn't a, like, murderer. So I felt comfortable having him pick me up.
Fair enough. Check that box. Yeah. Yeah. Not murder.
Not murder. Perfect. Yeah.
And then you went to a local bar of some sort.
Uh-huh. And just the thing I think that made it so great is like sometimes I don't know. And I tend to pick people apart on a first date. Like I feel like I'm guilty of doing that. And I know that about myself.
The straw.
Yeah, just every little thing.
We've talked about the fact that if a guy drinks from a straw on a date, she will not go out with him again.
I hate when guys drink out of a straw. It's like, you're not drinking a pina colada by the beach. Neither, if you have a straw, just pull it back and drink it like, you know, out of the cup.
But that's what you're saying. You're a little bit.
I'm a little bit picky.
Yeah.
But I didn't even like. Ryan asked me what kind of shoes he was wearing, and I literally don't even remember. Like, that's how much I wasn't picking him apart because I was so engaged in like in the conversation and interested in what he had to say, and it was never like an awkward moment. And he's interesting and smart and really funny and was great.
Yeah, his banter back and forth.
Why are you smiling like that?
I'm happy for you.
Oh, yeah, his banter back and forth just in text. I was like, this guy's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's quick.
And he has a sense of humor, which I really appreciate. Like, if I listened to somebody's podcast and heard them talking about me, I would literally just be like, what the heck? And he was really cool about it.
I was very impressed with how he handled being talked about on the podcast.
Yeah. Handled it great.
Yeah.
So we think he just saw your Instagram story and swiped up.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Yeah. And I asked people to listen, and I really got what I asked for.
We should probably assume he'll be listening to this.
Here's the thing.
Can we restart this?
No, here's the thing. It's all good. Like, it's so... He's going to... Dr. Wussy, if you're listening, these are all good things. Like, you want to hear, if he handled the one where we kind of were like picking him apart a little bit and he was receptive to it, this is great.
And by the way, I would like to say that you said nothing bad about him on Kiss This Morning, on this podcast, or to me off the air. Like, you have nothing bad to say about this guy.
True.
And also, it feels so good to go on a great first date. Like, I'm just so happy for you.
You know what? That's the thing, is it's just so nice. Like, and I think that I think the reason why I haven't been dating so much lately is because I've been having such terrible dates that it just becomes like
discouraging
and more like I'm not looking forward to it. It's like, I just have to go, suck it up, let's do this. And so I think that's kind of why I've been in a little bit of like a rut lately, because it was more of like, I haven't been on a like good first date in so long. So that is like the takeaway.
But wait, you were excited to go on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
But what was it that led to the excitement? Because what normally makes you like, I don't really want to go? Like, what was different about wanting to go with him?
I think talking to him on the phone made me feel like, oh, this guy, I can actually have a conversation with him.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I think that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Talk to the person on the phone before you go on a first date with them.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I guess I haven't done that with anybody else I've gone on a first date with. Like, you meet, you exchange information, then you go on a date.
What if that was part of his plan? Give him my phone number. We'll have a little pre-chat. He's so smooth.
I thought that was his, I thought.
He's still smooth.
I think he's pretty smooth.
You do?
Not in like a squirmy way, just in like he's
yeah,
he's
I definitely
very confident in who he is.
I don't get squirm vibes from him at all, which is so good.
But we don't have a plan for a second date at this point.
No.
Okay.
But you would go on a second date.
Totally.
And you're just going to wait for that request to happen? Or would you do something more proactive?
I don't know.
Because I don't mind you then saying, hey, that was great. Now I'd like to take you out this night. Oh, I got to look on that one.
Yeah, okay. Don't like
nope.
it either.
Nope. Okay.
Bad move, Mark.
I apologize. I retract my statement.
Yeah. Well, she had such a great time, and I feel like it was, if you're together for what, like 4 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours.
I'm assuming both parties are having a good time.
Yes.
Because let me just tell you, even if a guy's super into me, if I'm not feeling it after about an hour, I'm like, okay, great.
I know, that's the thing. Do you remember that one terrible date I went on? And I went to the date and got home within an hour and a half. Like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I was in and out.
Like, well, there's one where the guy picked you up, took you around the block, and dropped you off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like talking about that one. That one bugs me.
But it's so true that I'm like, wow.
Well, it was a big weekend for you. Oingo Tango crushed it. I got to see her present
in
this
action.
Time. I literally ran from, I was in the gifting suite and she texted me. She's like, I'm walking to stage. I'm presenting next. I was like, I have to get back up to the suite. I was like running up the stairs in my heels.
Becca's the best. It made me so happy. Like, it, actually, when I saw you at the end of the night, like, it made my heart happy because I'd been like trying to find you for an hour.
I know. Well, you were very busy all day. And so I was like, and I was just fifth wheeling and
tell
drinking.
Me about that. How was that?
It was fine. I think, you know, I was with Jordan and JoJo. Like, we arrived together and then, like, we took like red carpet photos together, like me and then the two of them.
I saw one of those.
Yeah.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
I'm not sure if Jordan is the third wheel or if I was the third wheel. It's hard to say. But
you guys should have stood apart and then had JoJo like do some with you and some with Jordan.
Wait, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
But it was super fun. I mean, it's a fun group, but it was funny. I was, Jared, I challenged him in ping pong because there was a ping pong table up on our floor. Mm-hmm. And I was like waiting for him and I'm like bouncing the ball around. Like, I'm pretty good at ping pong, so I was feeling really confident.
Yeah,
and
Becca's he's like very sporty.
He was like, 1 second, Becca, we're taking photos. And I look over and like the two couples are taking like these sunset photos together.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I was just like bouncing my ping pong ball.
You're like, I'll just be over here.
I'm still waiting.
By the way, Jared and Ashley, I mean,
I call them Jashley.
Well,
you
that
do?
That really shortens everything. But
it does.
Jashley is very PDA on Instagram, but yeah. I was like, I wonder, I haven't been around them in real life to see like if that also continues in real life. They love each other.
Aww, it's so sweet.
It's very sweet to watch the like they just can't like
get
stop touching each other.
That's
yeah.
So sweet. I
That's
love
how you
that.
Are, Tanya, in relationships. Is that true? Are you a big PDA person?
I am a physical touch is important to me. Mm-hmm. So I am a toucher,
you're
but
a
I'm
hand
also,
holder.
Yeah, I'm not much of like a stick my tongue down your throat in public.
Right.
Oh, but like yeah. Hugs and yeah.
Holding hands, things mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I am too. I actually just retook the five love languages test.
Yes,
and
we did.
I wish I had a photo of my original one, but I'm pretty sure words of affirmation was number one.
Yeah.
And words of affirmation was like the last one on my list this time, which is so weird.
So I know you retook yours. I am going to retake mine today because of something Dr. W actually brought up on our date, something that I got a little confused on. So for me, acts of service is my number one. Gifts was always my least. But to me, sometimes a gift is an act of service in my, what I used to think. Like I used to think, okay, let's say, I'm trying to think of the example. Okay, like my feet were hurting or something with like my workout and your boyfriend brings you like a bandage for your ankle, like a whatever.
Okay.
That's a gift. I would always think that as an act of service.
Oh, I would think that as an act of service.
I see that as an act of service as well.
But it's not because it's a gift.
So what would be the act of service if he massaged your feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah. So
the
now
massage would mean more to me though.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. So I'm like, I'm going to retake the test just to see if I'm still where I used to be.
Well, physical touch is all of a sudden at my number one.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Because you won't even let me like hug you.
No, I like to. I'm a hugger. I am a hugger.
Yeah. But anytime I lay my head and I ask you to rub my head, you're like, get away.
Because that's an act of service for you.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's different.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that's. I think that's interesting because I think people think of you as more...
Cold.
A little colder, yeah.
He was like trying to find the word. Let me just help you. Cold. I'm not, though. It depends on who it is. I hug you every time I come
every
in.
Every time? Yes. Yeah. I'm a hugger as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. But it did... Okay, I'm reading this, and they're talking about Timothy Granaderos. I don't know how you say his last
13
name.
13 Reasons Why.
I thought he was like 19. He's 31, and I thought, I was like, God, that guy's so cute, but way too young.
Oh, for you is what you're saying.
Right.
Oh.
But
which one is Tiffany Granaderos?
Timothy.
Which one is he?
Is he 31 and playing? He's not playing a high school
team. Yes.
That's amazing.
Wait, yeah. Which one is he?
I think he's like the bully or something. Anyways, I think he has a girlfriend, so it's, you know, doesn't matter. But I was shocked that he's age appropriate.
So, yeah. What do you think? If he asked you out, would you go out with Timothy Granaderos?
Would you go out with Timothy Granaderos, Becca?
I mean, why not? You know, I think he has a girlfriend, so it's kind of a
right. We're just role playing here,
right? But he was very cute. But aside from him, that was kind of the extent of my.
Yeah, everyone said, "Did you hang out with anybody cool at Mango Tango?" I was like, literally no one.
Because we were working the whole time.
Yeah, I really, truly was.
I was just drinking, living my life. JoJo was like, how are we going to? Because when we first got to the bar, they were like, we have to wait 10 minutes before we can start serving people. And JoJo was like, how does Becca get on the bathroom floor if you can't serve her alcohol? It's like, that is not the goal for tonight.
You didn't seem that drunk when I got to you.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
I had a good time at the beginning, and then I calm down.
Mm-hmm. An episode. Were you in a car accident this week?
Oh yeah, I totaled my car.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, I was driving and a guy pulled out in front of me and I went to swerve out of the way and he hit my passenger side and it like dented in the whole passenger side. It was
no,
so
not
scary.
Just dented in, like it was bad. Like this guy like rammed into you.
Yeah, he hit me hard. But in like not sponsored, I genuinely feel like the infinity, like being in the infinity, like every time I shut the doors, I'm like, God, these doors are so heavy. Mm. And I really think that it saved me because it was bad.
It was bad.
So you were driving along going straight.
Yeah, kind of a side street. And then this, I guess it happened in front of a business. And the girls came out and, you know, to check and see if I was okay. And then I felt terrible because he had moved from Florida and it was the first day of his internship. He was like this young guy.
Oh, at that business?
No, the guy that hit me. Yep. It wasn't at that business. Oh, okay. No, he was pulling out from a business like across the street. And then when he hit me, it hit me into the two lanes
of oncoming traffic. Yeah.
And then I hit a curb like going into the parking lot of the business that they helped me. And so I've never been in a car accident before. Oh, wow. Like even a fender bender, nothing. So I did not know what to do, or I was like in shock. I was like checking my body. I'm like, am I okay or am I in shock?
That's really jarring.
Yeah.
And you were fine?
I was fine. I hit my elbow and then I think the seat belt, it was like down by my ribs. Like it bruised me, but I'm like totally fine. But I was in that place of, because at first I was like, oh, this is so annoying. But then I was like, wow, we're both okay.
Yeah, thank
this
God.
Could have been so much worse. It's not like he did it on purpose, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was in that place
that's
of being
good
grateful.
That's good to not have anger, because I think most people get so furious at the other driver in those situations.
Yeah,
I know. When she told me about it, and she was like, I felt bad because it was his kid and intern, and I was like, leave it to Becca to like feel bad for someone that just totaled her car, hurt her ribs. Like, and she was like,
we need more of that. I think we need more empathy and sympathy with other people, and because we've. I don't know. You've never been in a car accident. Mm-hmm. I've been in car accidents. I've caused car accidents. Yeah. Like, it's an accident and you feel terrible about it.
Right.
I mean, if they're a jerk, that's one thing. But if they're nice enough about it, then I think you just kind of feel bad for them.
Yeah. I got in an accident. It was my fault, totally my fault, and totaled my car. Nothing to the guy's car in front of me. And he was so nice to me because I was like crying and apologizing. And like, I was younger at the time. Mm-hmm. And he could have totally been like, ow, my elbow hurts.
Right.
Or he could have totally done something. So it was completely my fault. And he was really cool about it. And I'll never forget him.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was more just, it was scary. And I'm like grateful everything's okay. I don't have a car. I Ubered here.
But it's no problem because I'm going to take you home today, baby.
Yeah. Got a lunch date.
Yeah.
With my Uber ride.
5 stars, please. Thank you.
Have you ever noticed when you walk into my house, there's a grand photo of me and Phoebe?
Sure do. Just waiting for the day that becomes my face.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That might be my next frame bridge purchase.
That'll be my frame bridge purchase.
Oh, okay. I'll get a good photo of us.
Perfect.
Pick a good photo of us. We've talked about frame bridge before. So basically what they do, they make it super easy and affordable to custom frame your favorite things from print and posters to the photos that you have just on your phone.
Mm-hmm. And they actually, this is a really, really great idea because, you know, Father's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really great, easy Father's Day gift because what dad, Mark, your dad, wouldn't you love just getting any photo of you and your kids?
Dads are hard to buy for. And even as a dad, I can confirm that. And look, people back there are nodding their head as I say that. Dads are hard to buy for.
Yeah.
And I think a framed photo would be a very nice gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the good part is it's already right on your phone. So all you have to do is upload the photo, order by Sunday, June 10th. Is that this coming Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
This coming Sunday?
Because Father's Day is the week after that.
Right. So order by Sunday, June 10th for guaranteed free delivery in time for Father's Day.
Yeah. So this is how it works. You go to framebridge.com and you pick a great photo, and the expert team at Framebridge, they frame it and they send it straight to you, or they can deliver it straight to your dad in time for Father's Day when you place your order by Sunday, June 10th.
Yeah. And so they have so many different frame styles to choose from, and you can preview what it looks like. So you can put your photo in, you can see the different types of frames, so you can see what it looks like once it's designed and made for you. You can choose your favorite, or you can get free recommendations from their talented designers.
And the best part is, I think, like, when I've gotten things framed before, it takes a long time. Like, you drop it off and I almost forget that I even dropped it off, but they do this in just days. So that's really great.
Yeah. And it's normally super expensive. Normally it's around $100 that you'd pay at a framing store.
Oh, yeah.
And their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free.
Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use the code Becca.
Framebridge has thousands of 5-star reviews and even offers a happiness guarantee. So if for any reason you aren't 100% satisfied with your order, they will make it right for you. So order a custom gift for any dad in your life right from your phone. Go to framebridge.com, use promo code Becca, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So that's framebridge.com, promo code Becca. One more time, framebridge.com, promo code Becca.
They got two of those in that spot.
Yeah.
A little bonus harmony in the middle.
A little bonus. It was like a little practice harmony before the real one.
We should mention that Hillary Duff is on this show today.
I know. I was just thinking, like, this is huge.
You guys, I'm like low-key, high-key, freaking the F out.
Wow, you almost said it.
I did.
That was a close one.
Do you understand? You know.
No, I know. But I have been... I just love that she stayed consistently likable in who she is since Lizzie McGuire. Ow, I just hit my face.
Oh, that's how
tooth?
Excited you are.
Yeah. Since Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost better that she's not in studio with us because I don't know what I would do. Like, truly.
I can guarantee both of us would not be cool.
No, we'd not be cool at all.
I am such a big Hillary Duff fan. I know all the words to her debut album, Metamorphosis.
Oh,
I had a Lizzie McGuire backpack in high school. I saw the Lizzie McGuire movie on opening day.
Yeah, she actually puts out some really good...
You're going to chime in on this interview.
She puts out some really good music.
Oh, my God, yeah. Math. Oh. Come Clean.
Come Clean. Yeah, I'm a huge Hillary Duff fan. I love she's real. She I don't know. There's just something about her. I think you watch a lot of these Disney stars.
Breathe in, breathe out. Sparks. Oh, yes.
All right, Easton, I've pulled up the lyrics for The Math by Hillary Duff.
All right.
I'm going to give you a line and you say the next line. Okay. All right, here we go. If you can't do the math,
then get out of the equation.
I'm calling you back.
This is Star 69.
You spend your whole life analyzing.
Dividing, multiplying.
Okay. I think he's passed the test.
No, I need more. I got a video of this.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Then nothing adds up. Tell me why I'm here. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Sure, I want someone to understand.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the next part where you were.
Oh.
It's probably hard to hear me reading it.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, Mark, you need to give a little, like...
I don't know the song.
No, he knew.
No offense.
He knew, though.
Oh, yeah, he's done very well.
Well, how about Sweet 16, gonna spread my wings, Sweet 16. I have a whole dance to this. It's my chance to fly, Sweet 16. Discovering Sweet 16. So much more to life, Sweet 16. I want to know what it feels like. I need to see it from the inside. I can taste the dill, but I will find so much more to life. Sweet 16.
Okay. Wait, is this like how I sound when I sing?
Yeah. I was literally about to be like, Easton is the male version of Tanya.
Yeah.
I've never realized.
When Easton loves something, he loves it 1,000%.
Wow. 1,000%.
And he loves everything. He loves so many things.
I love Hillary Duff. I'm really, really excited for her to be on the phone.
I'm so excited about having Easton on the line when Hillary calls now.
But we also really have to talk to her about Younger. That's a show that she's on right now that I am fully obsessed with.
Yeah. The new season starting tomorrow at season 5.
Yes.
Are you all caught up?
I'm caught up, but I think that I need to take a little step back and like binge the last couple episodes because it's been so long. I feel like I've forgotten a little bit.
That's smart. We should all do that when seasons begin. But it's on, what's nice is that the old ones are on Hulu now.
Yeah.
So you can binge it whenever you feel like it.
This show, you guys, is our lives. Like, I watch it and I literally laugh out loud watching it because it's just so, it's like lighthearted. There's nothing super serious.
It's very different from Grey's.
It's very, very different from Grey's. But I find myself laughing and just relating to the characters so much. And it's such a great show. If you don't watch it, give me 3 episodes and then tell me how you feel.
I think that's good. I also want, I'm trying to get this woman on the phone, but she's not responding, but in her defense, I just gave her very little notice on this. Kirsten posted this on the Facebook group. I want you two to put yourselves in the situation and see what you would think. Okay. A few weeks ago, her mom, this is Kirsten, introduced her to a guy that works in mom's building while I was visiting her one weekend. They live in Regina, Saskatchewan. They're both in the same stage. That's how you pronounce it. They're both in the same stage and joining the RCMP, which is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Wow. So Kirsten and this guy hit it off and she got his number. And then her mom says to her, hey, by the way, Kirsten, just so you know, just a heads up, a couple months ago, this guy and I, we had a thing.
The mom?
Yeah. Ooh. It was one night, we were drunk, we've not really spoken about it since, I just wanted you to know. So Kirsten starts talking to this guy, 2 weeks, nonstop, very flirty. He's moving back to Edmonton in a week or two where she lives, and then he wants to hang out. My question is, should I keep it just friends because of my mom? I could really like this guy. We have a ton in common. The conversation flows so easily. Do I cross it and forget what happened with my mother, or do I bring it up now? I'm so confused. I'm 21. The guy's 24. My mom is 43.
I don't like now, it.
The reaction on the Facebook group has been pretty much unanimous. No, get away as quickly as possible.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Here's my thing on this. There's so many fish in the sea. There's goldfish. There's swordfish. There's octopi. There's whales. There's sharks. There's
not many sea otters.
Yeah. There's so much going on in that ocean. Why would you swim with the fish that has swam with your mom?
Honestly. Wow.
Yeah.
There's not like a cute element to this.
No.
Bro, no. You're trying to make it like a romantic comedy. Kinda, like funny. Yeah.
I think that she's emailing in. She's searching for somebody to say like it's okay and no one's giving her that.
Find it,
so
no.
She's like, cricket.
Yeah. Oh.
How could you ever forget that? Like at every holiday.
Or like what if they're like sleeping together or whatever, and it's like, is this better than it was with my mom?
With my mom.
I mean, with a friend, sister, anything, it's bad enough.
No.
Mm-mm. So it's a no.
Yeah, sorry. There's no devil's advocate for this.
And then someday your kids find out that dad and grandma had a thing once. Yeah, I think it's all bad.
But anyways, Kirsten, I'm just going to say there's got to be someone out there better suited for you. Keep that one as friendly, if that, right?
I agree.
Are we even saying?
No.
But I feel like she's interested in him, so can she?
No.
Can she
no,
just be
no,
no, no friend, right?
Not even friendship.
I mean, why?
I agree.
Make another friend.
There's a lot. I mean, more than there are fish in the sea to date, there are lots of fish in the sea to be friends with.
Oh, yeah. You can make a friend. I mean, I make friends in doctor's offices, for heaven's sake.
That really worked out for you. And like,
you know what doctor I need to go to?
What doctor?
My eye doctor. What if I told you that you can get a fresh pair of lenses, these are contact lenses, for every single day for less? I'm talking 60 contacts for $33. So you do the math. That's $1 a day. And this is way more affordable than other brands. So you just go to HubbleContacts.com and get your first 2 weeks for free.
Yeah. So I don't wear contacts, but Easton does. And he's
told us. Can you guys see? I'm holding my eye open.
That's a Hubble contact lens in my eye right
now. But, like,
now.
How gross. I would not like to reuse something that's going in my eye over and over and over again. So I like that these are just daily disposable lenses.
Yeah, and they're quality daily lenses for a better price. The contacts in general are super expensive because four companies control 97% of the market. Yeah. Until Hubble.
Yeah, because they sell directly to you, so they can offer contacts for half the price. And they can send you to an optometrist if you don't have a prescription today.
Yeah. So I would have to say that getting contacts has never been more convenient or affordable. You don't overpay. You're not overwearing them. Hubble is featured in Vogue, GQ, TechCrunch, Mashable. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about it.
So you just have to go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. That's 15 pairs of lenses for free.
Go to HubbleContacts.com and see the difference. Make sure to select our show, Becca Tilly, at the checkout. That's H-U-B-B-L-E Contacts.com and select show Becca Tilly.
Didn't quite have the same ring. But.
No, but Easton is a big fan of Hubble Contacts.
Big fan. I just went on a road trip to the Grand Canyon last week, and let me tell you, it's so nice to not have to lug around my big jug of contact lens solution and everything. I just, at the end of the day, pop those suckers out, throw them in the garbage, bye-bye. Next day,
yeah,
fresh pair.
It makes
really want that.
Yeah,
it's
so
contacts.
Nice.
It makes me want to have
Is she on the phone?
Is she here?
I can't!
Oh my God.
I got nervous. I just got so nervous.
Oh my God. Wait, what do we start with?
She's
with?
On.
Oh
talk
my God.
Hillary!
Hillary!
Can I hear my name a few more times?
Hillary.
We are so obsessed with you. We're so happy to have you on the show. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is probably the most excited that I've felt being on the show so far.
Oh my God, that's so nice. Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi. And Easton is like a giddily schoolgirl over here. He's so excited.
Hi, Hillary Duff. I'm a really big fan of yours.
Oh my God, I wish I knew your last name. I'd call you by your first and last.
It's Easton Allen.
Hi, Ethan Allen.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Okay, well, first things first, I am beyond obsessed with the show Younger, and that's the show that you're on right now, and the new season's about to kick off this week. I did a little PSA for anybody that listens to the podcast that doesn't watch the show. I watch this show and I laugh out loud, and I will like text Becca while I'm watching it and be like, oh my gosh, like we have to talk about this. Like there's all these different things that we go through in our lives that you guys talk about and deal with. And I think it's such a fun, it's so easy. It's just like a feel good show. And I just love it. So this is a hard pitch for anybody that's listening. You have to watch it.
To watch Younger. You know what? Honestly, I feel so, you know, I come from TV, obviously, from when I was younger. And being on a show now like this where, you know, obviously I'm a grown woman, but like just to be on a show that's like relatable for women again is so awesome for me. But we do tackle like really funny subject matter. And sometimes it's a little more serious, but our writers are so great.
They really are.
Just kind of dealing with like even topics that are like going on in the news. Like our first episode in season 5 tackles the Me Too stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's just so good. Like it's clever and it kind of tugs at your heartstrings a little bit, but it's also wacky. And I'm constantly like Googling what terms are and stuff.
Oh yeah, like the burnt, like the burnt pancake.
Yeah. Oh, bad pancake.
Yeah. Bad pancake. I feel like
some of the other ones.
I feel like
it's
your
so funny.
Your character is like the quintessential best friend, and your character is so perfect for you. I don't know you personally, but I feel like that character is so.
I know
you.
That's what I feel like too when I watch.
Yeah.
I do too. People are like, do you relate to Kelsey? I'm like, yes, if I didn't have a kid in real life and I had like way less responsibilities, that would definitely be me.
I know. I honestly feel though, like going back to that, I feel like you're, ever since you were on Lizzie McGuire, you've been like everyone's best friend. Like that's what you feel like. You're like the
totally.
Every girl's best friend.
Every girl's best friend.
Oh, thanks guys. I am a girl's girl. I like other girls and other women, so that's a big compliment.
Yeah, like a champion.
That. I do think what?
You're like a champion for women.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Hillary's like, I'm so glad that I'm on the phone and I didn't come in studio.
She's like, I would be.
No, not at all.
I mean, you're like Wonder Woman. Literally, I like couldn't be more. Well, because you're a mom and like you work so hard. I'm obsessed with your show. You have an amazing boyfriend. Ooh. You guys are so adorable, by the way. I'm just like obsessed with both of you. And how do you do it all? You just do it?
You just do it? He's the best. I'm so lucky to have him. Obviously being a mom is my number one priority, and Luca's the freaking best kid ever. and I have help, you know, I have people that are like scheduling my life and know where my priorities are. And when it's time for me to show up to work, you know, I try to give that my everything. And when I have time off, I'm home and being like mom. So, it's tough sometimes. I travel a lot.
Yeah.
When we're shooting, I'm like flying to LA almost every weekend and then back for work on Monday. But, you know, surrounding yourself with good people and being appreciative of all that I have in my life, I think makes it easy. And then you just do what you got to do. Like every working person or working mother, you know, or parent feels that way.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Well, you're awesome. Wait, for people that do watch Younger, can you just give us like a little, what will we find out in season 5 from you? Like, is Liza going to make a choice?
I'm super excited. I love this season. I feel like every season leading up to this has kind of been like the click, that like slow click up the roller coaster before you like plummet down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the first 3 episodes are like the, hold on, we're going down.
No! It starts off exciting.
It starts off with so much. But it starts off how the season usually end, you know. Lots of people find out about Liza, and it obviously puts like millennial at risk, and the whole Me Too scandal stuff I talked about earlier is tackled, which is cool. And then Kel kind of gets like a little love triangle of her own, which is fun for my character.
I feel like that is super fun.
Yeah, but she's always like sleeping with people she works with, so. He's trying to like sort that out this season. Like, okay, maybe that's not going to work anymore in my professional life.
It's so funny because I feel like the writers are really good because there's so many moments where I want Liza to be with Josh, and then there's like I ultimately want her to be with Charles. Like I always go back and forth, and I'm like, how are they messing with my head so much?
I know. Oh God, something crazy happens at the end of the season with Josh.
Wait, you already know. You already know what happens.
It was like. My assistant is obsessed with the show, too, and she read something. Was it on the call sheet? Oh, she was looking for my schedule, and so she was, like, looking at the call sheet, and we have, like, a breakdown of the scenes we're shooting that day, and she read one, and she was like, I just ruined my whole season. I just... stupid scene Josh is shooting today. What the hell? I was like, oh no, I'm sorry.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Do you have a preference of who you like better, Josh or Charles, for her?
Well, I don't know what I'm allowed to say on this show. I'm just ready for Charles and Liza to like bone and get it over with.
Me too.
But I feel like everyone wants to see that, and that can like last a little while, but I don't know if he's like the long term. Like,
right, I know. He's like,
forever.
I know he's my long term goal for her. I love him so much. Like, oh, I can't. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm like a sucker for Charles.
Josh is like sulking all season long, which is kind of like, okay, you got to get it together. Because I like that he's young and fun, but responsible. And he kind of like brings his other side out in her, where like Charles is so sophisticated and. I feel like she needs a little more. I don't think she's going to end up with either one of them, to be honest.
Wow. Ooh, twist.
There we go.
A plot twist. Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, I just also
of
wanted
course.
To let
that
you know
so
that Mark, our producer Mark, read Easton some lyrics from your Metamorphosis album, and Easton knew every word.
Literally.
What song was it?
Math.
Math.
The Math is one of my favorites from that album.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, sorry. Your name's Easton, not Ethan. I'm so sorry. Easton?
Oh, yeah.
It's a common mistake. It's okay. They make fine furniture.
Oh, God, I love that name, though. That's such a good name. And, oh, my God, you and my dad. That's my dad's favorite song. It's a mask. How amazing.
Here, let's quiz him on
so
why not.
Funny.
Here, Easton.
Oh, here,
give you
we're
going to
do a why
not
quiz real
do.
Quick to end
there
it.
May never be a sign.
No flashing neon light telling you to make a move.
Or when the time is right.
So why not take a crazy chance? Why not?
Why not
do a crazy dance?
Oh, wow, Easton, I'm so proud of you right now.
I saw you play at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz, California in 2003, and it was like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
I'm
wait.
Pretty sure that was like one of my favorite. That was one of my first shows ever.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh yeah, like I think that was like one of the first times I was ever on stage singing.
My buddy got
That's
free
so
tickets
funny.
And I went and you converted me that moment. Like it was amazing. I don't know. That album was very big for me. Like at that time of my life. So thank you very much for making that incredible music.
Yeah, wait, before we let you go then, speaking of music, because you make some pretty good bops.
Yeah.
Are you making any plans to make any more music coming out anytime soon?
Oh, honestly, you know what? Since like having Matt, my boyfriend, is a musician and a songwriter, so it's so a part of my world again. Like in New York he set up his studio in our apartment and was like doing his EP and he's constantly like writing for other people. And when I hear some of the things he writes, I'm like, I want that song. I want that song.
Yeah.
But I'm not making a record right now. So he's like, no.
No, we need some Hillary Duff music.
Yeah.
It's just hard. Like, what am I going to tour? I have a 6-year-old. Like, I'm
not
going to.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it's
true. Tough.
But it's, you know, it's always a part of my life and I will always make records somehow. I just kind of need to figure out like
the right
how
time.
To fulfill myself. Yeah, at the right time and like who I'm speaking to and what when I, you know, I made that record 2 years ago, so important for me in the time of my life, but I never toured with it because that seems impossible with the show and trying to, you know, be there for Luca. So,
right.
I don't know, but I love writing and I love being in the studio. So it'll happen again, but there's no plans right now.
We are just ginormous Hillary Duff fans. So when you do make new music, we will be listening to it and we'll be tuning into the season of Younger. Thank you so, so much for calling in. We couldn't love you more.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are so sweet. I got a real big ego boost today. Thank you.
All
Bye.
Right. Bye.
You guys have a good one.
Oh. You too.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah,
that was awesome.
So, I love her.
I love her so much.
Something I didn't want to say when she was on the phone. I was in a band when I was 16 and we wrote a song about her. And I just remembered this.
What are the lyrics?
And here goes, Hillary, I want to meet you. I want to take you away. I think that I could show you how you could love me someday. Hillary, I want to meet you. Even though I can't dance like Aaron, I can strum a guitar.
Aaron Carter.
And I won't leave you like he did, Hillary.
Wow.
Wow. Easton, I've learned so much about you today.
There's a full recording of that song that I'll find. But yeah.
But also, I would just like to say, you technically just met Hillary Duff. So that was you at 16 putting in the universe that Hillary, I want to meet you. And you did. So
you sang Hillary Duff songs for Hillary Duff.
She, after the show, we wanted to meet her and we saw her by the tour bus and we're like, Hillary. And she turned around and looked and then got on the bus.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah, I don't blame her at all, actually.
Anyway, thank you very much for allowing me that moment. That was incredible.
No, thank you for allowing us that moment, really.
I'm just also so excited Younger's back, like, finally.
I know. She, like, hyped it up. I'm like, excited to get into it.
Yeah. I'm going to go binge watch season 4.
Yeah. Switching gears.
You know what we should talk about?
What?
Some healthy habits. Becca, you were actually trying to be a little more healthier now, no?
I mean, trying to be healthier just includes drinking, I was going to say more water, but just drinking water.
Yes.
I'm terrible at drinking water. I notice that when I'm healthy, it shows a lot through my skin and how I'm feeling on the inside. But also, I think you can tell when someone is treating their skin right and being healthy. That's where you see it. And when they're not being healthy, you also see it.
This is true.
In the skin. So with healthy habits that aside from drinking water, BioClarity has two different routines that you can choose from on their website. So they have the Clear Skin Routine, which is for combination oily or breakout prone skin. It's three easy steps: cleanse, treat, and restore. It contains the nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel, plus the Forelux from Chlorophyll. It helps fight breakouts, soothe skin, minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even skin tone. And then you get results with Garden Lush ingredients in as little as 2 weeks.
And then there's also the Essentials Routine. So this is for normal or dry skin. This is three steps: cleanse, restore, hydrate. So this contains hydrating plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, argan, olive, and shea, plus Floralax from Chlorophyll also. It's hydrating, but it's lightweight. It's so great for spring and for summertime. It helps minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even out skin tone. So that's a really great one for people with dry skin.
So what I love about it, it's clean products. It's delivered straight to you, and it's an easy three-step skincare routine. It's 100% vegan, plus gluten and cruelty-free.
That's right. So get started on healthier habits with your skincare. So just go to bioclarity.com, and our listeners will get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter the code Becca.
If I may, I'd like to introduce you to Kirsten, the girl who is considering going out with the guy that hooked up with her mother.
No.
Oh, Kirsten?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Kirsten, we have some questions for you.
I can't even believe this is happening. I'm so excited right now.
Well, we want to talk about this.
I need some advice.
Well, we have some. Okay. So just to refresh everyone, we've already discussed your email, but just to refresh everyone, okay. Kirsten?
It's Kirsten.
Kirsten.
Yeah.
Your mom set you up with this guy who she had a thing with.
From what she said, she had a thing, yes. She didn't clarify exactly what it was, but she said it was one night when they were drinking, and they have not really discussed it since.
I don't know why I can't get past it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get past it.
I don't even think you should try. I think you're wasting your time even trying to rationalize it.
Yeah, the only reason why I'm considering it is just from a friendship point of view, which is why I got in touch with him in the first place, because we are both trying to join the RCMP and we're both in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just nice having somebody who was in the same area as me, and then it just kind of like the friendship kind of grew from there, and it hasn't really gone past the friendship level, but I'm just not sure if I should shut it down if it does, if I should bring up that I know about it or what to do.
So, but my thing is,
like, stop talking about to him altogether.
The whole thing makes me a little uncomfortable.
Here's my thing. Could you see yourself having romantic feelings for him?
I could, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think shut it down.
Yeah.
Because if it felt like, oh, we're just friends, like I don't feel any romantic feelings for him, like I just feel like I want to be friends with him.
Yeah.
I think it would be a little bit more like, okay, whatever. But if you can see, like you can already see what could happen.
Yeah. So like imagine you're a goldfish, okay?
Oh my God.
You're a goldfish. And this guy's also a goldfish. You guys have a lot in common. And
back
that's,
in the water again.
We're back in the water. Yeah. We're back in the dating sea. And you know, this guy is another goldfish, and it was nice, and you want something in common with somebody. But what if, you know, you swam across this ocean and you hung out with a starfish, or maybe some oysters, or maybe even hung out with some sea otters? You know, like, I think you just need to swim away from this goldfish and swim into some new waters.
I'm so happy that I got a Tanya reference right now.
that you got a what?
That I got a Tanya reference.
I don't know. Did you learn from it, or do you feel like it was just good to have the attempt?
It was an attempt. Yeah.
I mean, you got a very unanimous response on Facebook. It looked like hundreds of comments, everyone saying no, run. But there's still part of you that can't quite do that, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, then I think if you still don't know.
I don't think I would ever do anything romantically. I just don't know if I want to stay friends.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's plenty of other...
Swim away, goldfish. Yeah, more... Swim away.
We were saying...
I'll go find a starfish.
Yeah.
The sea is so big. Go find your starfish. Go find your lobster.
Yeah.
Swim away, young goldfish.
Even as friends, there are other fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. Even more fish in the sea for friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like red snappers, catfish.
Yeah. Like they mentioned before, if you made out with him, wouldn't you wonder if who's a better kisser? Yeah. Mom, you know? Like it's weird.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't. Like I was saying, it's hard enough if it's like a sister or a close friend when something like this happens, but I can't even go there mentally thinking about my mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I think that you sound amazing. I like that you like really reached out to people trying to figure out what to do. You didn't act on it irrationally, but our advice says.
And you know what? You deserve 100%, girl. Don't go taking any discounts. This guy made out with your mom or whatever with your mom. That's a discount. No coupons. Bye.
Okay.
I love your mom. I love it. I don't know her, but nothing bad about your mom. But
yeah, no, we're no hate on the mom. We're just
good
saying
on your mom, actually. Yeah. Yeah,
you both deserve a guy who you have your own man. Yeah. You have your own guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with that, we're gonna leave you for the day.
Yeah, but we love
well,
you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
We love you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Were we too harsh?
She's going to marry that guy.
She called us back and she's like, I'm engaged.
All right, some emails. Laura says, okay, last week, remember we heard about a girl named Liv who met the guy at the bar. They were watching a basketball game together and she approached him and she got his number and she was so happy and she was so excited. And then he never texted her. And her email to us was, why are men such jerks?
Why are men the worst?
Yeah. Well, Laura emailed us to say the same thing happened to me. This super attractive guy at the bar asked me for my number after talking all night. I was so excited. He seemed way too good to be true. The days went by, no text, and I was so disappointed. All my friends were telling me, don't text him. If he really wanted you, he would do something about it. I had his number because we had texted briefly that night we met. I ignored everyone, and that Thursday, I thought to myself, I literally have nothing to lose. This is always my feeling on these things. So I texted him a simple, hey, what's up? He responded that he was at a baseball game, and we talked from that night on. Every single day after that. 3 years later, he is now my husband. We have a baby girl on the way. Here's why he didn't text her. Oh. He was getting bad advice from his friends saying, don't text her that week. You're going to look too eager. You got to play it cool. He's the total opposite of a squirm. He's so genuine and sweet. We are perfect for each other. He's my soulmate. He is my other half. Sometimes you just got to go for it. I'm 100% on team. What do you have to lose for any situation like this? They are so cute. There's a picture right there on the email.
Oh my gosh, so cute. What a great story.
And yet you will not pursue these people. Look, I know you're in a happy relationship right now, but you always say you want to be pursued. You don't want to go get it. I say go get it. Life is too short.
You might be right.
I think so. Because in a situation where you literally have nothing to lose, go for it.
Except your pride.
Your pride, forget it. If he doesn't respond.
Pride comes and goes.
He's a loser. Yeah. All right, Madison has a scenario she'd like to tell you about and then see if you have a similar situation. First of all, she says she's new to the podcasting world and y'all at the bee's knees.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
And she is a combo. She's a Becca and Tanya combo.
Oh, it's a good combo to be.
She was curious because she knows that you two have been known to lie from time to time. Becca telling room service that she's a dentist. Also lying in order to save a seat for Ashley on the plane. But she wanted to ask, what's the funniest or most random situation you've had to lie in to get out of that situation? Now, here's her. While you think about that, here's her story. She was in Vegas a few weeks ago. Met a guy, hit it off, got real drunk and sloppy, making out, and her jaw hurt. So she said, we have to stop because of my jaw. And he said, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, I'm having jaw surgery next week. Total lie, but she wanted to stop making out with him. And he totally believed her because her jaw will pop, and he made her feel that. And so he was like, oh, okay. She says she's already discussed this with God about this lie that she told, and it's not her proudest moment. Anyway, I said, abort mission. I fled the scene, and she wants to hear your thoughts. And any other situation you've been in where you've had to lie to escape an uncomfortable situation?
Oh, I mean, I think the typical one that most girls can say is,
I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
Wow. Becca. Wow.
Oh.
Curveball with that one. I was like, yeah, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a boyfriend. No. Wow. No. I'm on my period is what Becca was saying.
Oh, I'm hot.
Oh, okay. So maybe you can go first with that lie. Care to share the story behind that
one? I just think if you're like, you know, having a good time and things are going somewhere and you don't want him to go there, it's very quick and easy to be like, oh, I can't. I'm on my period.
And that will shut him down.
Totally.
That is a big glass of cold water. It's a mood killer. Yeah. That's a good one.
Until you're in a relationship, then they just...
So you're making out the guy and then you're like, I have a boyfriend.
That's no, it's like I say I have a boyfriend to avoid giving my phone number.
Oh, yeah, I do that too. Like that. Sorry. I was thinking because they were making out. I was thinking I had gone into her situation her role, of yeah. getting out of
I
that.
Was just going into like little white lies that I say on the reg. Yeah. Can I get your number?
On the reg?
On the reg.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little white lie. Can I get your number?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend. Yeah.
He's really hot. But thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Well, Madison went with the I'm having jaw surgery next week. And it
that was, yeah. That's funny.
It's quick.
Anonymous wants to know about this guy who's in her class and won't stop staring at her. Every time I catch him staring, he turns away or gives a little smile. But when we're around other people, he avoids eye contact, barely says a word to me, and looks uncomfortable. We occasionally text, and I realize he knows small details about me that I didn't even know he knew. In a way, he lets me know he notices things about me, and he always stares, but it's different when others are around. He's a bit insecure, and I'm not sure if he's trying to flirt or if he just likes breaking into a staring contest all the time. I'm 21. He's 23.
I think he's painfully shy.
Painfully yeah. shy and completely taken with you.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I think that men are way more confident than they are. And even just dealing with Dr. W for one day made me realize, like, they need a little bit of encouragement. They don't know, you know what I mean? Like they need a little push mm-hmm. to pursue. So I think if there's something that you can do to maybe, I don't know what that would be though.
If you, to give him the, give let's him the, operate under the assumption that he is really into you because he is. Like, right. I feel like I've been this guy. Like this rings bells with me back to high school and college. Like, yeah, you're bored in class. You stare at the girl that you're really attracted to. Mm-hmm. But you're so shy because you don't know, you know, but the fact that he's picking up on all these details on you is because he's really paying attention mm-hmm. to you.
I feel like that she should say, like, if they have, since they have a class together, do like a night where they study or invite him, be like, hey, do you want to maybe get coffee and go study. Over our notes?
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. You like that better than being even more aggressive. Just going up and saying,
that's subtle because
I'm noticing you staring at me.
Oh, no, God. I would never be able to do that to someone. Are you kidding?
Mark. Oh, Mark. Married for 25 years. Pipe down over there.
Oh, that is so good.
So we're okay with pursuing this guy in a way.
Yeah, yes. I think there's a cute way to do it without being super aggressive or like coming on too strong.
Dropping the handkerchief. Yeah. You're just dropping a little, drop it like it's hot.
But it's more of an aggressive handkerchief drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good because you're right. Guys need a push, especially today.
Yeah.
There was one time where I was staring at a girl and she came over and she's like, what are you staring at me for? And I'm like, oh, I just think you're pretty. And she's like, do you want to go out sometime? And we went out and it was a horrible first date.
You think she should just go up to him and be like, why are you staring at me?
No. Well, I don't think so because that will freak him out probably.
Yeah, it will.
I'm cool. You know, I rolled with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you are. But. You are though. And I don't consider you being super shy. Like this guy, I don't know if it would embarrass him if she went up and said that. And then like make him feel
more
insecure.
I like the suggestion the best.
I think that is a good one as well.
Thanks guys. I love when I'm the best option. I feel like it doesn't happen that often.
Do you know who Graham Bunn is?
Yeah, I was just going to say this photo is very large and in charge.
Carrie sent that in. Graham Bunn is in radio, has similar beliefs with you, and you should drop a handkerchief.
I know Graham very well.
You do?
I do.
Personally?
Yeah.
Oh. And
he works in country radio.
Okay. Is there any connection there?
I used to have a really big crush on him years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told you about this. And yeah.
Oh.
I told many people about this. And everyone told me nay. So why? I was like, I don't know if he had like a girlfriend at the time.
He had a girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah. And it was like complicated. So it's just kind of like, don't go there type thing. So I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Shout outs before we wrap it up for another week. Good show, by the way. Hillary Duff. That was very exciting. Show.
That was so exciting.
We need to make, like, she films in New York.
But she lives here.
Well, on the weekends.
Okay.
And we need to get her in here.
We need to get her in. I think she'd be really fun to have as a guest host. Like, not even just promoting younger,
yeah.
But like,
yeah. Yeah, get her opinion on things. Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm going to work on that.
All right, shout outs. First of all, shout out to Mary, Madeline, Bryn, Liz, and Natalia, who had a Dallas-Fort Worth scrubbing and meetup this week.
Yay, I love meetups.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Cute.
Good for you guys. Thank you. And thanks for tagging me so I'm aware of it because it's hard to keep up on that Facebook group.
It is hard to keep
really
up.
Is.
Shout outs to you and you listening, whatever you are doing. For example, Lindsay Heath right now is taking her son to therapy. It's over an hour away twice a week, and this show makes her ride so quick and enjoyable. How about this for a name? Xanthi Pantazelos.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A good one.
Xanthi.
First initial, X. Mm-hmm. Second initial, P, which is kind of an emoticon. It's kind of your eyes are closing, your tongue's out. Anyway, she lives in Boston and is driving up to see her boyfriend in New York. She says it feels like she has a car full of her friends.
Mark, oh, that's really sweet. Mark was really proud of that one, by the way.
I just came up with it, but your initials are an emoticon. That's exciting.
What's an emoticon?
It's when you use the letters to make an emoji instead of the actual emoji, like when you see... The X and the D is the laughing, smiling.
Wow.
X?
Or
Easton, can you help me with this?
Open parentheses, lowercase O, space, space, capital Y, space, space, lowercase O, close parentheses. Those are boobs.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's not really. Yeah, okay. See, right. There it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Not Easton. Thank you, Becca. Yeah. We're drawing out. An example. Kelly Wilbur is sitting at her desk right now entering paperwork, and she's silently giggling to herself because she doesn't want to make noise and draw attention to her from the other people in the office. Gabby Kasky is a wedding photographer in San Antonio, but all of her clients are in Fort Worth. So she drives 4.5 hours every weekend and listens to YouTube. Wow. Kaylee Owens is in Tullahoma, Tennessee, and she only listens in her car, and here's why. She likes to talk back to you guys.
Oh.
And when she used to listen at home while she's cooking and getting dinner ready, and her husband would make fun of her for talking back to the podcast. But in her car, she can do it without fear of being judged.
Wait, what does she say?
Well, I don't know. But I think that's fairly common. I've seen a number of people mention that on Facebook, that they love responding to you guys.
Wish I could hear you.
I know.
So that's Kaylee. And finally, Casey Elfering.
Wait, can somebody in the Facebook group film themselves talking to the podcast and put it in the Facebook group so we can see? I just want to see what they talk back about. Right?
Yeah, they probably just chime in when we're giving like wisdom.
Yeah,
they're like, wise preach, advice.
Preach.
Or they're like, no, that's not right.
And finally, Cassie Elfering listens when her thinking and her anxiety starts to get a bit of an overload. She listens to you guys because it's like a comedic distraction.
Aww.
It helps her calm her anxiety, which I thought was really a nice thing.
That is nice.
So thank you, Cassie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks to all of you. Y'all are the best.
The best.
Truly.
And keep the emails coming because don't just post your questions on the Facebook group because then we don't get enough emails. So you got to send them to us as well. It's scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you to all of our sponsors. We had FrameBridge, Hubble, BioClarity. Thank you to Hillary Duff for being on the show. Yeah. You were a massive hit today. We were all so excited. Keep emailing. Keep posting on the Facebook group. We love y'all. Thank you for supporting us. I did call Time of Death last week. There was someone who said they couldn't hear it or something. But
well, because Tanya had rapped. Oh, and by the way, what? Oh, she got a text from Dr. W.
Oh. This is the best ending. Do we tease it and say we'll tell you next week?
No, I think we need to know if she's okay with it. Maybe it's something she has. Because when we get into this territory, it gets a little weird sharing everything.
I know.
Is it something you're okay to share or no?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just look at it and you can decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope the wine didn't make you too sluggish this morning.
Oh, I love it.
So serious.
Why is he so cute?
So far, so good. Mm-hmm. Can we end with another rap? Because that was a big hit last week.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know another rap?
Well, do I know another rap? Yeah.
I was thinking this week she could do, and this doesn't have to be every week because it's a lot of work for you to learn these, but you also happen to know the opening Cardi B rap to Finesse by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
So can we, if you don't mind. Here, I'll give you this.
Drop top Porsche, 40 on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. It's Cardi B, straight son, and can't tell me nothing. Bust up and I change the game. It's my big fat Moogie, got all them boys shook. My big fat got all them boys hooked. I work from dollar bills, now I'm popping rubber bands. Bruno sang to me while I do my money dance. Like, hey, fix it up with them. Like, hey, that's it. Okay.
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 Okay. Okay.
So we dripping in finesse and getting paid. Ow.
There it is.
Wow. Time of death, 12:24.
Wow.
That was fun. What a fun ending.
I know, yeah.